Part of the Red Band Network. RedBandNetwork.com.
Extreme Bits.
Listening to Extreme Bits.
Jason just walked in the studio. Jason, how are you doing? He's opened up a freshie.
A freshie.
And
I love freshie.
Who doesn't love a nice freshie?
There's nothing better in life than when you crack open a beer.
Really,
you take that first sip.
It is. It's like,
You got to take a minute and just realize what you're doing and enjoy life at that very second when your lips touch that cold, refreshing liquid.
You should write a haiku about it.
I just did.
You know who else also likes freshies is Mike from the band Pentimento, and he's on the line right now. What's up, Mike?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing well, man.
Now, you guys are from Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York, that's right.
And you have a new EP out on Panic Records July 19th.
We actually just got picked up by Panic. We made the announcement this Tuesday, and the record should drop officially on Panic Records on July 19th. Yep.
Wow.
That's exciting. Good for you guys.
Thank you so much, man.
Four-piece punk band.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we like to call it.
So you have bass, guitar, drums, and triangle.
Bass, guitar, drums, and flute.
And flute,
really?
Let's go to the phone right off the bat. I think we have a question for you here. Hey, caller, what's your question for Mike from Pentimento?
Sir?
You're on the air. Go for it. What's up?
What's up, man?
I'm writing direct EP.
Okay.
Thanks. Say that again.
Thanks for the call, bud. I appreciate that. Extreme Bits, hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's
your... All right,
this is great. You guys have some great fans out there.
Dude, you know what? I mean, I just really appreciate it. You know, it sounds like everybody's really excited one way or another, even though you can't really make out what they're saying. It just sounds like excitement to me, so that's what we'll chalk it up to.
That's all that really matters, right?
That's right.
As long as everybody's having some fun.
Exactly.
So what's the deal? Why are you guys in a band? Why'd you guys decide to start something?
Well, dude, we all finally got to the point in our lives where we decided that we were too young to not take advantage of the opportunity to play punk rock, and too old to waste any more time. So we figured, you know, if we were going to do it, then now would be the time to get serious about it and, you know, quit our jobs and quit our girlfriends and tell our parents to shut up and just go do it.
We've
been fortunate enough to have the chance, you know. But I think, frustration, you know, being in bands for so long. We've been doing this since we were like 13 years old, and it just never really amounted to too much because of, you know, a bunch of contributing factors, kids that just aren't really into it, or, you know, whatever the case may be. It just never seemed to work out before. But finally, we got a group of like-minded individuals together who are ready to take this thing serious. So,
and how old are you guys?
We are all in the, 22 to 26 age range.
And you guys all broke up with your girlfriends to go on to get in this band?
Well, I broke up with my girlfriend. The rest of them broke up with their boyfriend. It's a weird thing. I don't like to talk about it.
Is that a joke, or are they really homosexual? I don't understand.
Oh, that was a poorly tasted joke.
Oh, okay. Because we have a homosexual on staff. You need to apologize.
Oh.
Okay.
No, I'm not gay. Don't worry about it.
We're just kidding, man.
It's cool, brother.
We're just kidding with you.
They just say I'm gay because I like to have gay sex with men, which isn't fair. I'm just experimenting.
You should talk to our merch guy then, because he's super into that for sure.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Maybe you guys can exchange numbers at some point during this interview.
You guys can exchange fluids at some point.
Oh, yeah. I was going to do that joke too, my friend. That was a
good
one.
Nicely done, Mike.
Nice.
Pentimento.
We were vibing, man.
Now you guys.
Yeah, don't get his hopes up. Not into that.
I admire your guys' boldness and just going balls to the wall there, dumping your girlfriends, quitting your jobs, and just going on the road. That's cool.
Good yeah.
For
yeah.
Good for hey, absolutely. Man, thanks. It's, you know, it's, I guess it comes with the territory. It's kind of necessary at this stage of the game to just spearhead the operation, I guess. You know, if you're gonna make it in any sense of the word, you know, you got to put your best foot forward, but you also have to do everything you can to make it work out. Because, I mean, there's so many bands these days that are trying to do something with their music, which is a great thing. But you know, in that pool of bands that are trying their best to make it, you know, it comes down to work ethic. So if you're willing to work hard and do what you have to do, then hopefully it takes you somewhere. You know.
Now, when you say make it, what do you mean by make it? What are you guys? What's your ultimate goal here?
You know, to be honest with you, man, if I could just snort a line of coke off of a boner, that would work. But in reality, I guess making it to us would just be to have enough cash to pay our stupid apartment's rent and, you know, be able to tour full time. So if I can do that, then I'm set, man, for sure.
I think we have a sorry, Jason.
I was going to say, I feel like we might have made it because I just snorted a line of coke off a boner, and I feel like your definition, we've made it big here, so it's extreme.
You guys are blowing up like crazy, man. Yeah, I can already tell.
You're creeping me out with that boner coke there, Jason.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. What's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, you have a question for Mike and Pentimento?
What's the tour route?
What?
What's the tour route?
What's the tour route?
Oh, okay. The tour route for this summer so far is looking like July 19th through about the 29th of the month. We'll be out doing shows in New York State mostly, but we have a couple of dates booked in Erie, PA and Punxsutawney, PA for this month. Beyond that, in July, we're actually in the process of booking a weekend right now between Erie, PA once again and New Jersey. So we should be hitting Erie, Philadelphia, and New Brunswick, New Jersey in July.
And all those tour dates are at facebook.com/PentimentoNY. Go to the other caller here. Hey, what's up, man? You're on the air. Okay, we're going to hang up on him. Let's just hit one of your songs here. A lot of shitty callers tonight, I must say.
Yeah, we apologize.
Sorry for that.
A lot of interest, though, at least.
We don't have a phone screener tonight. Our phone screener is taking the night off because his...
he's got AIDS.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. It's an issue.
The yeah. AIDS is kind of getting in the way of his work performance.
Yeah,
so
we got to cut him. We got to fire him.
Yeah. Let's hit. You sent us over Everything's Eventual. Anything right. You want to say about this track before we hit it here on Extreme Bits?
The song basically had been in fruition for a little while during the beginning of the band. It seems to be one of the favorites amongst our supporters, so we wanted to send that one to you guys, so hopefully it would have some kind of weird adverse effect on the other people that may be listening to the show, and then they'll somehow be like tricked into liking our band or something.
Well, what about yeah. As far as the song goes? Anything you want to say as far as the lyrics and et cetera, et cetera?
You know what? It's tough for me to do that kind of thing. It's meant to be interpreted by the listener, and I know that sounds pretty cliche, but I just feel like it's taking away from the experience if I tell you exactly what's going on in the song. So you interpret it however you like, and then the song. You know, if people would call in and tell us what they think, that'd be sweet.
Here's a song about anal sex with gay men. It's called Everything's Eventual.
Took the words out of my mouth.
Here we go.
Think about why we're here. Just imagine. Just imagine what this could have been.
It's Extreme Bits Radio Show. That is Pentimento right there, and a very cool band from Buffalo, New York. On the line, we have Mike from the band. What is up, Mike?
Hello, hello. How's it going?
And the questions are just pouring in. We have Maiowa on the line, and he has a question for you. Maiowa, go ahead.
Hey, man. Just wanted to say, like, I've been streaming, like, the new EP, I mean, Wrecked EP that you guys put out before you were on Panic. I was wondering, is there going to be any new songs when you re-release it with Panic?
Hey, man. Well, first of all, thank you so much for checking it out. Actually, the EP that we're putting out with Panic is technically a re-release of this EP that we put out independently. Like you mentioned, it's called Wrecked. There are plans for new music. We have a debut full-length coming out on Panic Records within the next year. But we will absolutely keep everybody updated as far as the pre-production and stuff goes for that. You know, we want to keep everybody in the loop as far as what our writing process is as much as possible. So if you're able to keep up with us on Facebook or Twitter, just do that and, you know, look for the updates because we'll certainly have them up there for you.
Awesome.
Cool. Thanks for the call, Milo, and thanks for supporting their music.
Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, man, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
All righty then. All right, we have another caller here. Who is this again, Jason?
I have some lady from New York.
I think it's your mom or something.
Your mama?
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Is this your Mike's mom?
No, I'm Mom Pagano.
Mom Pagano.
Oh, my God. How nice of you to call in. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to make sure that you mentioned the goulash cook-off.
Of course. I meant to do that earlier. For everybody who's listening out there, I have a steadily competitive competition coming up with the Pagano family from close to Albany, New York. We're going to have a goulash cook-off and I guess a sleepover when we play a show in their town. Very, very serious bet going down here. So hopefully it results in some delicious food, maybe, you know, no clothing. I don't know how exactly it's going to go yet, but we're looking to get it done as soon as we can.
Now, how old are you, Mama Pagano?
Oh, no, I don't want to mention my age.
Oh, I'm going to guess a young 42.
I'm gonna guess 21.
Yeah, no, I was going to say over 21. Definitely not.
Sorry,
okay, that's good.
Now, Mama Pagano, hey, would you have any problem being nude around Mike, who is about, what, 23?
Yeah.
I'm 22.
Yeah, I think I would, considering I have a son about his age.
Well, your son doesn't need to be there. That's not what we're asking.
So are you going to, like, if you see him nude, would you jump on him?
Oh, I don't know.
So you're a big fan, I see.
He might have to watch out. He's, you know, when he's here for a couple of days.
Oh yeah, and he's spending the night there. It sounds like he might.
Maybe
wake
he'll be
up
cooking some goulash naked in the kitchen.
Oh,
that's what I was hoping for. I didn't plan on wearing any clothes the entire time, so you could just get a good idea of what I got going on, and then I come over and make the goulash, and then see where it goes from there. You know what I mean?
All right, that's cool. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Mama.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much.
I was going to ask if we'd have some goulash sent to us, but now I don't want to try it.
Well, nothing says sexy like goulash.
No, I don't want to know what the secret ingredient is in goulash.
You knew it was pubes before you got on the phone with me. I don't understand why you're acting like it's an issue.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the pubes. If it's a girl's pubes, I might be okay with it, but if it's a dude's pubes, there's an issue.
Ultimately, it's the same thing.
You know what's weird about that is I'm a dude that has girl pubes, so...
So we'll never know.
That's freaky.
shave it into a landing strip and put the rest in the goulash.
Let's see if we have another caller here. Hey, you're on the air.
Hello.
All right, these people are nuts. So we have Mike on the line from Pentimento, and they're on tour. They're going to be releasing a new EP on Panic Records. We just heard their latest track, and you guys sound like a fun band, and I wish you guys the best of luck.
They sound like a good time. I'd like to have a goulash challenge here in Denver.
Yeah, next time you guys are through our neck of the woods, why don't we have a goulash challenge?
I'll kick your fucking ass.
Yo, if that's how you feel, man, then we'll definitely come to Denver just for that. I don't even think a show needs to be, you know, involved. We can just come for the goulash and for the hot anal that you guys were talking about earlier. That's cool with us, man, for sure.
No, that's Chris talking about that, but yeah, we're down for the goulash part.
And bring Mama Pinento, or yeah. Mama, what was her name?
What was her name? Mama Fajita?
Pagano. The entire Pagano family has just been so supportive of what we're doing, and we've only ever met Mr. Pagano and his son Brandon in person, but they've just been following us since day one, so it's very cool to have them kind of in our corner here.
Now, well, you have a whole family on your side. Why was that?
I don't know. They're just really into punk rock and really into supporting up and coming bands. You know, so it's very cool to have supporters such as themselves. You know,
I like that. I've seen the show Sopranos, and I know how New York families work.
You get the whole family.
So have the family behind you means a lot.
It does.
Like if you don't like us, we're gonna kill you. We're gonna give you concrete pants or whatever and throw you down the river.
That's exactly how it goes. Yep. Yeah, concrete pants for sure.
I don't know what that. What's the concrete shoes?
Shoes. Yep.
Concrete shoes. Sorry.
You're probably gonna have to do the Pagano family a little favor.
Pagano. Yeah, that sounds serious too.
I'm just guessing.
Yep.
They're doing you a big favor, so you're probably gonna have to do some retribution.
I'm just gonna bring my knee pads with me, and then whatever happens after that, we'll just, you know, it'll be fine.
You gotta take care of them.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Pentimento is the name of the band. It's a very interesting name, by the way. And myspace.com/PentimentoNY, or you can find them on Twitter. It is, let me refresh that. Was it Pentimento?
It's twitter.com/PentimentoNY. We're not too avid on the MySpace right now, but our Facebook page is what we normally use for the updates or if people need to get in touch with us, and that's also facebook.com/PentimentoNY.
You're telling me you don't use MySpace?
Yeah, just like everybody else.
I use it to take weird angle pictures of myself. That's pretty much it.
Fair enough. Well, if you want to see those weird angle pictures.
Yeah, this is what MySpace is used for now.
All right.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Mike. You guys seem like a fun band. We'll have you back on sometime.
Yeah, don't be a stranger. Let us know what's going on.
Thank you guys so much for the opportunity. It's been great talking to you dudes, and we'll be sure to keep in touch.
Hear the latest Extreme Bits interviews and podcasts at extremebits.com.
Jason's via Skype, and we're doing an interview here with the talented band Shut Up and Deal. And
what's going on?
What's up, man? We have Joe on the line. He is the vocalist. And it's a true story. So, Joe, we wanted you to be interviewed by the best interviewer on the station, the guy who thinks he's the shit and thinks he knows everything about radio. And thinks that he is the cat's meow. Jason, who am I talking about? Jason, who am I talking about here?
The only person that comes to mind is Pat.
Yeah, from Rock the Walls. And he's on the line also, Joe. And Pat, why don't you take it away?
I don't know if I necessarily think I'm the cat's meow or the best interviewer on the station. I mean, I don't have a shitty secondary catchphrase like ballin'. So until I come up with one of those, I don't think I could really share that title.
Okay,
yeah, you're supposed to start the interview right now.
Start the interview. We have Joe on the line. You're wasting his time.
All right. So for anybody who doesn't know it, they're Shut Up and Deal. They're going to be playing the entirety of the Vans Warped Tour this summer. As Eddie and Jason already said, we're here with Joe, the vocalist of Shut Up Deal. Hey, so you guys just played your first date on Warped Tour today in Dallas, Texas. How did it go, man?
It actually went really well. We were pretty psyched. It was a little bit of a shock. It was over, I think it was over 100 degrees today. The humidity was unbelievable. I'm not going to be honest. There's some serious chafing going around for everyone. But the kids were awesome. Ward Farmer is awesome. And I think we had a pretty decent set. We can't complain. Kids treated us well. Our signings went well. Our merch sales went well. And we're just psyched to be out on this tour and get to all the different cities and meet all these different kids.
Now, I think something that's pretty unique for you guys playing the entirety of the Vans Warped Tour is the fact that you guys actually don't have any management, any label, anything behind your band. You guys are basically just touring, just you guys, and then you guys have your tour manager, Christian Wagner from Pennsylvania. I mean, for you guys to really be doing the entirety of the Warped Tour without really having anybody behind you like this, what kind of a step was it for you guys to get on the Vans Warped Tour?
Doing this took a lot of hard work, and We kind of choose to not have any management or booking agents or labels right now. Not to say that we've made any offers that are awesome and we're too cool for them, because we're not. So if anyone's listening, we're still looking. But we like doing it ourselves. We trust ourselves. We know ourselves. And at this rate, especially where the industry is at today and the economy, I mean, I hate to sound political or anything. I mean, we can't afford to give anybody else a piece of our pie, if you will. I mean, we need to take everything that we can get and fund our way and fund our records and the things that we do. And we really like doing it. And a lot of people like seeing us do it. They like seeing it go back to the old school DIY attitude. And Kevin Lyman himself, owner and founder of the Vans Warped Tour, he respects it. And he sees some potential in us, which means the world to us. And he gave us the opportunity of a lifetime this summer, basically.
Okay, we're going to stop the interview right there. And we have Shut Up and Deal on the line. Joe, the vocalist, and interviewing right now is Patrick from Rock the Walls. It's the Extreme Bits radio show. Very confusing and convoluted right there. Jason, what do you think of this interview so far? Because right now I kind of think Patrick is going on a serious note, and he's kind of coming off a little bit Carson Daly-ish to me. What do you think?
I would agree with the Carson Daly, but I'm a huge fan of Carson Daly, so bravo, sir.
All right, so we get a bravo from Jason.
Thanks, dude.
And Jason, I know that when you and I were covering the Warped Tour, we would occasionally throw out a few facts here and there and try to act like we knew what we were talking about, even though we didn't. I kind of think Patrick is playing that same ball game tonight. What do you think?
You know, I think he's bringing a lot to the table. He's got some interesting questions with a lot of facts behind them. You know, I it's cookie cutter interview, though. I feel like, you know, we get in a little more in depth of who the person is in the band.
Right. Well, let's listen in. Let's continue on the interview. Let's listen in.
I'm going back to asking questions. If I'm being 100% late, it's cutting in and out a bit. So
yeah, we're gonna go listen in now. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, obviously, for everyone listening, we're here with Joe, the vocalist of Shut Up and Deal. They're on the entirety of the Vans Warped Tour. Check out all the dates, vanswarpedtour.com. And, Joe, just as far as for the listeners out there, maybe you haven't heard of you guys, who would you say is a band you guys are really comparable to for all the listeners out there?
A lot of people really like to compare us to, Hit the Lights, All Time Low, Fall Out Boy, Mayday Parade, Taking Back Sunday, things like that. We're just pop rock, pop punk. We kind of stick with the roots and do what we love.
Now, with that, I'm going to be going on a bit of an Extreme Bits related question with this, because these guys ask these type of questions, which is awesome. You know, with you guys playing that type of music, I mean, let's be honest, those bands, especially All Time Low, they get a lot of pussy, man. So, I mean, for you guys, do you find that playing the pop rock, that kind of style of music, do you guys have a lot of groupies just coming out to your shows and wanting to sleep with you guys just because you guys playing a pop rock band?
Well, it depends on the tour. I'm going to be honest. First of all, I'll say yes, because it's awesome. But it depends on the tour. See, out there on the Warped Tour, it might be a little different. Maybe not. It's actually not. But there's not a lot of pop rock bands out here. So I would say, yeah, the kids who like the pop rock, especially the ladies, they go looking for the pop rock bands, and they don't have much choice. So here we are.
All right, Jason, yeah, let's go ahead.
I guess the whole thing is, too, with it being so hot outside. I mean, chicks are coming up to your merch booth. They're all sweaty and nasty, and it's like, do I really want to mess around with a chick who smells like an outhouse right now?
That's a very good point that you make. I really want to say that I tried to warn all my guys about that. They were all, oh yeah, it's fucking great. There's been so many fucking chicks out there, and I'm like, dude, these girls stink and they are gross and they're dirty. And they were like, what do you mean? And I was like, you got to stick to just the beaches, all right? Don't go down there. You don't want none of that. It's a true story. I've been there.
All right, so let's jump in here, Jason, again. Jason and I are the commentators for this interview. We have Patrick. We're listening to Annie. Jason, what do you think?
I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
You know, if I was on Warped Tour, I would go and invest in, like, a sun shower and some, like, soap. And if I found a girl I liked, I would take her aside, let her do, like, a sun shower thing and, you know, get all cleaned up and fresh and then have a play with her. I think that's a great idea.
I think that's a perfect idea. It is.
Yeah, man.
Honestly, my favorite girls are the ones that invite you back to hotel rooms because you know that there's a shower.
Ooh, even better.
Ooh, good point.
Maybe you guys should get sponsored by a sun shower company, and then you bathe your groupies, and then you have your way.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. That's a good idea. I'm glad that we're having this conversation because it's a different side of the, you know, you guys are seeing things from a different light, things we don't think of. I think we're too involved in the other crap, and this is good to know.
Well, that's what we bring to the table here on Extreme Bits.
I think you need to make this as a goal. At least one girl to sun shower somewhere, like, in between the buses, so you can have sex with her.
All right. We'll make that a goal, and maybe we'll check up on that.
One girl. Well, that's all it takes.
I know that on Warped Tour, Jason and I, we were on Warped Tour for a while, and all of the bands, or most of the bands on Warped Tour to stay clean would use baby wipes.
Yep.
I don't know if you're familiar with the practice, but...
we use everything from baby wipes to baby powder to dry shampoo, pretty much anything, you know, body spray. I mean, I go through like a can of body spray a day. It's an expensive habit. You just stink and sweat and it's awful. But
now let's do a little bit of role playing here. Let's pretend like you're talking to a hot chick and she's a little stinky down below. And you want her to use some baby wipes in her no-no area. That way you guys can make relations. How would you propose that question without being creepy?
We gotta define the scenario here.
She's on your bus. She's ready to go.
So she's ready to go, right?
Yeah, but you want her to clean up.
I'm not kidding you at all when I say that myself, I would just tell her.
Now role play. Say she's sitting right next to you. Look over and say what you would say. I want to hear what you have what your game is here.
let's see. So we're in the moment, we're going at it, and it's gonna go there. I would be like, listen, I really think I got some wipes. You should take the wipes, clean your shit up. And I'll clean mine up because I fucking stink. My balls stink. And I can guarantee that your shit stinks. And we're just going to be honest. We're going to be adults here. We're going to take care of this. And she would probably do that.
That's awesome, man. That was excellent.
You know, on another related note, which this is just something that I really hope that no guys ever have to go through. It's one thing for the baby wipes, but have you ever had a bush issue down there with a chick where all of a sudden shit's just going down and that just kind of happens? Because I've heard some pretty awful stories of that happening on tour and shit.
Honestly, I mean, this is 2011 and all these girls know what's up.
Patrick, that was the stupidest question I've ever heard in my entire life. I gotta say, man, like because what is this, middle school? You don't ask a band a question about Bush. That's really immature, you fucking idiot.
You guys asked a guy if he's ever banged a chick with a fucking bedazzled vagina a couple weeks ago.
That's relevant. What you're talking about is like 1970s.
That's what I'm basing these questions off of.
Well, you got a lot to learn, buddy. You're really doing a terrible job.
You gotta be professional about it.
Yeah, be professional, dude.
Jesus.
On that note, though, I think this is quite related to what Patrick brought up. It is 2011. Everyone has the internet. The Bush is no longer an issue. The big scare, and it's always a scare. I mean, your heart pounds until you see the nipples, because that's a danger. You never know what you're going to get, you know? I mean, there's the dinner plate nipples. There's the salami nipples. There's the braille nipples with the bumps. There's the inside-out ones, the top hat. I mean...
We're talking about nipples with Joe, and Joe is the vocalist from Shut Up and Deal. Patrick, stop fucking laughing like a hyena, dude. We're trying to do an interview. You're really ruining this interview, man. All I hear is ha, 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 ha in the background. And Joe is the vocalist from Shut Up and Deal. He's on the line right now talking about nipples. Jason, what do you think, if you were a band on tour or like a singer on tour, what kind of a nipple would you want to avoid, Jason?
I would avoid a nipple that has, like, if I saw a girl with, like, I don't know if you know, but sometimes girls have, like, you know, a hair or two sticking off their nipple. That would scare me.
Especially, like, the black, thick ones. Those
Ones. Like, if they were, like, green or something, I don't know, but I would, that wouldn't be cool.
Well, Joe, you're
I agree, man.
Watch out.
Joe, watch out.
I've never come across that.
You have a lot to look forward to and a lot to learn and a lot to see as you are on the Warped Tour coming up this summer, of course, which actually, Warped Tour, when does that kick off? You're like next week or something?
It started today.
Today. Wow, congratulations. Kevin Lyman is here. Kevin, what did you have to say?
Hey, I think you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, Kevin. All right.
Good man.
All right. So facebook.com/shutupanddeal is the Facebook page. They're on Warped Tour. Check them out. Shut Up and Deal, name of the band. Joe talking to us now. And Joe, thanks for being on the show. We're going to play you out with the song. What do you want us to play?
Is it one of our songs, or do I just get to pick any song?
Well, we can play any song, but I thought you might want us to promote you and plug your music. But it's up to you if you don't want us to.
I appreciate that.
If you don't want us to.
I appreciate that. No, you know what? You know what you should do? I think it would be helpful. I want to apologize to you guys. I didn't understand the circumstances of this interview coming in. You know, maybe one day we'll do it again, and the first half won't be so professional, because I was doing professional interviews all day, and it made me nervous and shit, and I couldn't talk about nipples and bushes and fucking bitches and... Yeah.
Well, I want to say I appreciate that. And I want to say that the person making you feel a little uncomfortable in the beginning was Patrick from Rock the Walls, another show here on the station. But we thought we'd let him do the first part of the interview because he thinks he's the shit. But then we kind of jumped in and did an interview the way it should be done and talked about nipples and Bush with you. So,
I'm glad.
Aren't you? There you go, Patrick.
I'm
schooled.
Glad the conversation escalated to there.
We just schooled Patrick, didn't we, Jason?
Schooled.
In your face. All right, thanks, Patrick. We'll let you go. We just let go of Patrick there. But yeah, man, that's what it's all about here on the show, and we appreciate that comment, and we'll catch up with you on the Warped Tour for sure. I have your EP here.
That'd be awesome.
I think, what do you want us to play off of it?
If you can play the song Dangerous, that would be awesome. And just let people know, I'll let people know that it's available for a free download on myspace.com/shutupanddeal. If you like the song, you like what you hear, just go on the internet, download it for free, keep it on your iPod, keep it on your phone, listen to it all the time. Play the song.
Okay, man, I'm going to have to let you go, but have a good night.
You too.
Can't get my head around. Everyone can fit, and everyone wishes. so are we.
Hear the latest Extreme Bits interviews and podcasts at extremebits.com.
Do not pick on your face and listen to Extreme Bits. I'll trippin' and you'll hurt yourself.
Killen. And Killen is in a band by the name of The Story So Far. What's up, Killen?
What's up? How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I got sick on tour, but I'm finally just getting over it.
Yeah, what'd you get, do you think?
Mono?
Just a cold, I think. I hope they're not mono. That is bad.
Now, do you think you were maybe exchanging too many fluids?
I don't think so. I spent a lot of time with our guitarist, Will, and he has a really bad case of gingivitis. He's a redhead. I think it was just too much time with him.
What do you say, too much time? Can you explain a little more what that means?
like three minutes with him.
3 minutes?
Within a couple feet of him sitting in a car.
That's really? Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
God, I hate that kid.
So there's already some turmoil going on in the band. You hate...
There's already huge turmoil going on.
Yeah, what's going on in the band? How come nobody's getting along?
Well, to put it, you know, frankly, I'm probably the best musician in that band, so I'll admit that I get a little cocky sometimes, but, like, honestly, these other guys need to do what I say more often, otherwise I'm gonna kill them all.
Yeah, and when you say kill them, do you really mean that, or are you just being funny?
No, I'm being serious.
You'd literally kill your bandmates.
Yeah, well, that's why we had to get a new guitarist originally.
Because you killed the old one?
Yeah. I shouldn't admit this on a public radio show.
Nobody's listening.
Okay, good.
What? Yeah.
I feel bad. I feel really bad about that one, but I wouldn't feel bad about this.
Now, what are you trying to tell them that they aren't? Why aren't they listening? What aren't they listening to you about? What advice are you trying to give them that they won't listen to you?
You just tell them to shut up and do things for me. I don't know. Just like, I don't know, mundane things that I need to have done.
Make me a sandwich, bitch, or I'm going to murder your ass.
Bring me a beer, asshole. Like, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Is that your mom?
Yeah, just whatever. Just everything.
Just everything?
I basically just tell them to shut up. Like, whenever they talk, I just
So now this,
can't handle it, man.
The band is called The Story So Far. You guys are on tour, and
we are. We're about to be.
And you're about to be?
Yeah.
How many stops are on this tour?
I think so far it's like I think 44 dates, and then coming back, it's basically the full U.S. And so we're going through Texas, playing a few shows there, ending up in New York, and then coming back.
Now, have you guys been on a tour of this length before, ever?
No, we haven't, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like you might get on the nerves of your other bandmates a little bit, or maybe your ego might a little. Do you think maybe that's true?
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about that, because basically this band's all about me, and until they start to realize that and, you know, present it that way, I'm going to really... not be comfortable with these guys.
Now, why do you think the band is all about you? Is it because you write the music and you're the singer?
No, I'm just that guy.
You're a fat guy?
Yeah.
So it's all about you
know,
because
know
everybody
I'm more
orbits
than those
you?
Guys. I mean, I already told you. I'm just like, guys, it's basically just like an issue of inferiority.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, at least you're honest with yourself.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally lame. I'm willing to admit it. I've got flaws, although there are a few.
And humility.
I feel like you have more flaws than you think.
What?
Yeah, no, I'm just yanking your chain, as they say.
Gotcha. Well, no worries, man. We're yanking your chain, too, I guess.
Thank you.
This really isn't an interview. This is...
Thank you for the pleasure.
You're welcome.
Do you want to know where the word yanking your chain came from?
No, nobody cares.
Sure.
Okay. No, don't do it.
I won't do it. All right. Okay. I won't do it.
Good. Kalen wants to know.
It's Kellen.
Kellen, sorry.
God.
His name right.
He'd like to know where Yank My Chain came from.
Chris, do you know where Yank My Chain came from?
I do, actually.
You do?
I do, yeah.
Is it about mining?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Then tell him. Tell him.
No, we won't tell him. Chris doesn't want me to tell.
No, now you got to tell him.
No,
tell him.
No.
It has something to do with miners and when, like, they'd go to the
bathroom. I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay. That's good.
Okay.
Good move.
I've listened to Oingo Boingo before. I get it. Little girls. I get told.
You get it?
Yeah.
Well, we get you, so we're on the same page.
Now, you guys are from Walnut Creek, California, correct?
We are.
And, what's Walnut Creek all about? I've never even heard of it.
Sounds really hardcore.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually from Concord. Walnut Creek's a little nicer. If you know, you can walk around basically any hour at night over in Walnut Creek. No one's going to hassle you. But, I don't know, if you went out of Concord, some kids might pants you and, I don't know, cut your throat or something.
Heh. All right, so you're kind of from a nicer area of California, like a little suburb? Is that what it is?
Well, Walnut Creek is, as I said, Concord, kind of everything past Concord sucks. Walnut Creek's a little more metropolitan. They're kind of, like, building a lot of crap there. There's a lot of smiling people walking around all the time.
Do the Crips or the Bloods own that sector?
No. Godzilla does.
All right, fair enough.
The California is not just ran by Crips and the Bloods.
That's what Gangland
That's
tells
Southern
me.
That's Southern California.
Well, according to Gangland, you're all fucked.
Yeah.
You ever watch that show, Gangland?
I love that show.
According to National Geographic, California is going to be drowned in the
Pacific
Ocean.
Under an earthquake.
Yeah,
that too. So you're either going to die in an earthquake or you're going to die because somebody shoots you.
I told you, Godzilla. He's living under Yosemite.
Tell you what, let's hit one of your songs, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little more.
Okay.
We have pretty much anything that's on your Facebook page here, so what do you want us to play?
I don't even know. It's on our Facebook. I think Quicksand's on this. You could play that.
Yeah, is this your guys' single? Is this like the best song, you think?
Yeah, basically.
And why is this one so good, and why are the other ones not as good?
Why? Because I'm on the track, for one. It's a faster number. It's got a lot of energy.
Okay.
Catchy. Good stuff.
All right, well, you hang on the line, and we're going to listen to this in the studio, and we'll talk with you more after Quicksand.
Sounds good.
Wait, it's buffering.
Let's go.
is Quicksand by The Story so far. We have Kellen on the line, and he is in the band. And there he is. And he is probably the best person in the band, according to him. Isn't that right, Kellen?
True.
After listening to that song, I'd have to agree.
Yeah, man, that song's about me in the van trying hard not to lose my temper.
Well, yeah, I think it's clear by that song that you are the best person in that band.
Can I say something real quick? Kellen, I hope you don't take this too bad and don't be offended, but I'm not really digging it.
The song,
right now I don't feel like you have I don't hear the excitement in your voice right now. You're just kind of dogging it, and I think that kind of brought me down. For the song, and I feel like you need to be a little more excited about your band.
I'm sorry. I told you I was sick, man. I'm just trying my best here.
Yeah, come on, give the guy a break, Jason.
I'm just saying. You're trying to become, you know, successful with the band and that. I feel like even if you're sick, you know, this is a passion and a dream. It's just not coming across to me as a passion and a dream of yours.
Let me be honest.
I don't even like my band either. I don't even like the music you're at or anything.
Oh, so we're on the same page. Well, I don't like your band. You don't like your band.
Okay, that's Jason. That's Jason right there. Now, me, Eddie, and Chris, we enjoyed the song. We thought it was good.
I come out with that for a long time, but, man.
Well,
anything I touch just,
I didn't want to say it. You know, maybe the other tracks, when you're not on it, it's probably a little better, possibly.
It is. There's a few. I play a lot less, and sounds great. But.
Yeah, maybe I should check those out.
Jesus. No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, don't say thank you to that. Why would you say thank you to him?
Respect.
You said you actually liked it, so.
Well, I liked it.
I liked it, too.
There's Chris. He liked it. Now, the guy that didn't like it, he also says the N-word occasionally by accident.
No, it's on purpose.
You know who's horrible? All right, so today, when we were actually practicing, we had to come to an agreement with our guitarist not to say that word. He dumps that word all
I hate
the time,
that guy.
Man.
You hate me, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys should hit each other up because we have an intervention.
You guys can get together and say the N-word all day. And
they can solve mysteries in the South and the General Lee and run away from the sheriff.
No, I say it because I feel like I'm a brother. Not because I hate them. I feel like I'm one of them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you hate them.
That's a misconception.
How do you explain the white sheets and the cross burning, then, sir?
I don't know what you're into. How can I explain
the
cone
that?
The cone heads. All right, well, Kellen, I think the band sounds good, man. I personally,
thank you so much.
Jason doesn't
for the
like
most
it.
Part, the band sounds good.
Jason doesn't like it, but you guys That's are on fine. Tour, and you guys are going to be in pretty much every state. So if you want to see the tour dates, you can on facebook.com/ The Story So Far. Is that it?
It's got CA at the end.
CA at the end. It. The Story So Far, California.
I was gonna say Canada.
Why would you say Canada? Yeah.
CA Canada.
That would be.
Yeah,
incorrect.
I could see that.
Hello.
Actually, I didn't know California had its own dot something.
Are you guys gonna be in Colorado?
I think maybe on the way down, not on the way up though.
That's what she said.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, man. We'll keep up the good work, and Jason says keep up the bad work.
No, I'm just saying get more excited.
Get more excited, he said.
Be passionate.
Totally you're dude. Plenty excited.
I don't I hate my band. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I actually said that, huh?
Yeah.
I also have split personalities and short-term memories, so you'll just have to forgive me, I guess.
Anything else you want to plug as far as the band goes? Or one of you?
That I want to say as far as the band?
Plug, yeah. You guys have a Twitter or a website or anything?
Oh, we do. We have a Twitter, a Tumblr, all that inner cyber net stuff.
Cybernet, yeah. Cyberdyne. All right, cool. Thanks, man. Thanks for being on the show, and good luck on tour.
Hey, thank you so much. Hopefully that song doesn't deteriorate your moral fibers too much. You guys are good people.
Just a little bit, man. But it's okay. We like that.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks so much.
All right. We'll talk soon. See you, man.
All right. Take care, guys.
You too.
You know, Jason, you really gave that guy a hard time.
No, I didn't. I was playing into his game. That was all a game. I was playing into it.
Were you just like...
You guys don't understand.
I think you were just trying
to... I don't feel like you guys get people sometimes.
You know, I just couldn't hear him. I could not hear him very good.
You couldn't hear him very good?
I couldn't
hear him. What, do you have a cold?
I just... Can anybody else hear him?
You know what?
I heard him fine.
I think these headphones suck.
I was really going to kind of like really dig into him.
Yeah.
Like at the end, I'm like, hey, good luck rising to a mediocre life or something, you know?
Yeah.
Something. Yeah, but I didn't.
Why not?
Because.
You don't get people. That's what I would have said.
I suppose every.
No. You know he was bad mouthing. I hate my band. Blah, blah, blah. That was all bullshit. I was just going into that.
Playing along.
I was playing devil's advocate too. And,
No, you were playing kiss ass, which is fine. That's fine.
I wasn't kissing ass. I legitimately liked it.
I legitimately liked it.
I thought it was good.
I thought it was.
Okay, you can repeat everything I say.
Sorry, I was just trying to talk before you, and I just have to be both.
You know what happens when I don't like the bands? We get in trouble, and we get banned, and then record labels email us. And
no, what happens if you don't like the band is because I don't like the band either, and we both jump on it and attack them. This time I was just alone.
Well, sorry. I mean,
I was alone in my conquest of running over yet another band.
Sorry. Maybe next time I'll be.
I think that's what we're known for, is rolling over bands.
Yeah, and then we have less and less bands who want to be on the show.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't give it. Do you care, really?
No, but that's all our stupid-ass producer knows how to book is bands. He doesn't...
I don't even know what bands he's getting anymore.
I don't... Because you know who's on his show this week? Like, three big bands.
Paramore.
Yeah, he has all these big bands, and he doesn't give us any love.
Yeah, he's done. Can we fire him?
I don't know what his... Why doesn't he help us out? He's being a little selfish with his
booking. Would you want to help out the competition, or would you try to undermine it?
I think
he's actually kind of smart.
Are we really competition, though?
I think so, yeah.
How are we competition if we're on the same station?
Because he's trying to promote him and his show, not
DJ
Rostar?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Come on.
Man, Eddie's... I don't know. Eddie's just not on it tonight. He doesn't remember that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of seeing where you're coming from. Yeah,
every show's a battle. You battle with every show.
All right, well then let's get this motherfucker on the line because we have a few things to say to him.
I know you do.
And he's been dropping the ball. Our producer here, quote unquote.
Can I retract the statement?
He's not been dropping the ball. He's cutting us.
I think he's playing a good game. He's being smart.
Hear the latest Extreme Bits interviews and podcasts at ExtremeBits.com.
Extreme Bits. Extreme Bits with Eddie and Jason. Extreme Bits.
We're going to get Lucy on the line from Evolove. We've had her on the show a few times. She's a really cool chick. And she wanted to premiere some songs on the big show.
All right.
Lucy, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
What's going on?
I thought I was supposed to call you.
No, it's okay. That's not how it works. You don't call us, we call you when we're ready for you.
Yeah, the woman never calls the guy in a relationship.
Oh,
you wait for the guy to call.
Well, I was going to give you another call, another number to call so that I make sure my cell phone doesn't die in the middle of all this.
Is your battery low?
No.
Then what are you worried about? I don't understand.
Bad reception? I don't know.
Well, thank you.
You sound great right now. Yeah. Don't move. Just plant your feet. Stay put.
Okay.
Your voice sounds a little mannish, but besides that...
I'll work on that.
Can you be a little more feminine for us?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, thanks. Lucy, how have you been? We haven't talked to you in a really long time. What's going on?
Oh, gosh. Lots is going on. Let's see. We finished up a brand new EP. We're heading out on the road for a 7-week national tour. We have a new music video, and that's keeping us busy.
All right. The band is Evolove, EVOLOVE, and you guys actually have gotten pretty big since we talked to you last. I put pretty big in quotes, but I mean, you guys are actually growing as a band.
Thanks.
You guys had like a TV gig or something. I remember seeing on my Facebook, you guys posted a link to a video. You guys did some sort of a performance or something.
All right. Last summer we were a commercial for freecreditscore.com. They did this big national band search, and we made the top four in the nation. We were number one in California.
Good for you. That's awesome. I remember watching that commercial thinking, wow, these guys look legit in this commercial.
Are you eating? Are you having dinner during our interview?
That's none of your business, okay? I have a busy life, and I do what I have to do, and I have to do it.
He's drinking a beer. Now, the audience is going to think I'm lying when I say he's not eating, because we just talked about how he ordered pizza, but I swear to God, the man hasn't had a bite. He just took a drink of beer is all.
Is that okay?
It's okay.
All right, can I have your permission to continue to sip this beer during the interview?
Pardon?
Can I have your permission, please, to sip this beer during the interview?
Yeah, go for it. I'm not going to stop you from drinking your beer. It's a Friday night.
What are you doing this Friday night?
Well, it's really exciting. I'm working on tour plans. I put really exciting in quotes right there.
Well, you know what? That is exciting because you're going on a tour, goddammit. It's big.
I am going on tour. There's lots of preliminary work to be done.
And are you the band manager as well?
I am currently the band manager, but we kind of all work together and take on different roles within the band so that we can actually move this machine.
So now, for everybody that doesn't know, Lucy is, you're the singer, and then you have three other guys in the band, and just so everybody knows, just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, we do. Oh, yeah, those guys, yeah. We're a four-piece band, and, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Would you say that you are the most important person in the band or the greatest person in the band?
Or the only person in the band who matters?
We're gonna skip past this question. This is a controversial topic right now. I would say I am the loudest person in the band.
What's going on? Is there a little bit of an ego clash going on in Evolove? Why aren't you guys Evoloving each other? What's going on?
We totally Evolove each other, but I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and tell the obvious of who's the most important. Wink, wink.
So now you don't necessarily care who your bandmates are. You don't really care who these bozos are. It's all about Lucy, right?
No, 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 no. We are very much a family. We are
incestuous
Billy,
family.
Dave, and Colby. So I can put some names to them. It's like an Allstate commercial.
I think we asked you this.
The band.
We asked you this last time. Now, I think the answer at that time was yes, all three. Have you banged any of them since?
Oh, yes, all three.
Yes, okay. But seriously, have you had a relationship with any of the dudes at all, or just wondering?
Maybe.
So you have had sex with one other band member. That's
you know, the road is a lonely place. We'll leave it at that.
So how often do you guys get together? Because the road is a lonely place. And do they, like, is there a lottery system? How do you decide which one gets to bang you?
Very systematic. We're very systematic about it.
Seriously.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Seriously, though. Tell me how it works. I'm interested.
I'm totally messing with you guys. Come on now. Come on now.
I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate that.
You just shattered Eddie's fantasy.
Oh, I kind of like the whole lottery idea, though.
Yeah, why don't you hold a lottery, and then then one of your bandmates gets to bang you and become bandmates for real. Real bandmates, mating bandmates.
I think, yeah. Anyhow, what else do we have to talk about?
Last time, this
that's pretty much it.
Well, thanks for being on the show.
We'll wrap it up now.
Last time you were on the show, I think we just talked about that the whole time, so I thought I would just revisit real quick.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that back up. I appreciate it.
It's twitter.com/EvoLoveTheBand, and you can find them on Facebook as well, EvoLove. And you wanted to premiere some new music on this station, and I can't thank you enough for that. That's really awesome.
Oh, I'm excited to let everybody hear it. We're really proud of the music that we've made for this EP. So I'm really glad that you guys would have me on and play it.
Are you guys going to go on Warped Tour someday? You guys should totally be on Warped Tour.
We're going to totally work on getting on Warped Tour, you know?
I have some connections. You want some connections? I'll give you some connections.
Do?
Yeah. I'll try to get you guys on Warped. I know a guy that is really close with Kevin Lyman, and I can pass you guys' music along.
Well, I would love that.
If you're interested in going on Warped Tour.
Eddie, you just had a hard-on to name drop Kevin Lyman.
I've been dying to say the name Kevin Lyman all day, so thanks for that.
Well, Kevin Lyman's a very popular guy, so he has a lot of friends. So if you know a way to get to him, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I will. I have an in for you, okay? But let's hear the new music.
Okay.
And anything you want to say about Wake Up Call? Let's play Wake Up Call here.
Wake Up Call is our first single. Glad you went with that one. This is a song that we have a music video coming out at the beginning of August. We're working on who's going to debut it first, so I can't really say the exact date yet, but it's going to be awesome. It's a really fun video.
When you say debut, I mean, like, are you looking for, like, an MTV sort of a thing, or, like, what are you looking for?
We're working on, like, AP Magazine.
No. Fuck those guys. Let Adobe.com do it. Seriously.
Oh, really?
Yeah, why wouldn't you? We have music videos on our page all the time.
All right, well, I will pass you on to my... I have a publicist these days, so I'll talk to him about it.
Well, tell him that we're way bigger than APNet, or whatever the fuck you're talking about. I don't even know the publication you're speaking of.
Alternative Press?
Actually,
it's just a small little magazine called Alternative Press, but cool.
Actually, maybe go with those guys.
Yeah, or them.
We only have 8 million tune-ins per month here on the station, so... and
that's pretty good.
A ton of fucking people going to our webpage, but go with those guys.
Come on now.
No, it's okay.
We'll definitely get Wake Up Call on there.
Okay, well... Let's listen to Wake Up Call. It is a world premiere here on Adobe Radio. Evolove is the name of the band. We have Lucy on. And let's hear this. I'm excited to hear this. I haven't listened to it yet. I wanted to hear it for the first time.
Okay.
a world premiere on Adobe Radio. Evel Love, Wake Up Call on the line from the band. We have Lucy. She's a singer. I got to say, hats off.
Yeah, kudos.
Bravo. I love that
song.
Thank you. That was great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Good job.
Thank you.
And once
I had a lot of time to sit here and think about, all right, let me look on this radio website, get our video on here. Now I had all this time to think. You had me thinking.
Yeah, what's going on in that head of yours? What are you thinking?
I don't like thinking. I like music.
You don't like to think at all?
All the thinking.
A little thinking.
Yeah, I did too much thinking today. I'm ready just to like rock and roll, and I'm glad I'm talking to you guys.
Awesome.
Well, we're glad we're talking to you as well. And when's your guys' next show? How often do you guys play these days?
Oh, we play all the time. Our next show is this Saturday night. We're doing something called Freedom Coalition Festival. Our big show, we have a lot of people need to go to our website, evaloveltheband.com, or our Facebook to get like a full roster of our shows. But an important show coming up is August 6th at Universal City Walk, because it's going to be our record release show.
Very nice. I wish we could make it. Maybe we'll send our LA correspondent out there. Can you hook her up with a VIP thing or something, and we'll send out somebody to cover the show? We have somebody in LA.
Yeah, we'll talk. That sounds great.
Okay, very cool. I'm sure she would have a good time covering that. We'll send our Hollywood reporter out. What else did I want to ask you? I don't know. Chris, you got something?
Let's see here.
Chris hasn't been talking very much. We'll throw it to Chris.
Yeah. So when does that big tour start off?
The store. What the hell am I talking about? The tour starts out on August 9th. We start off with another Los Angeles band called Stitched Apart, and they're really, really awesome. And then halfway through the tour, we hook up with a third band called Gemini Syndrome, and they're blowing up right now. And so we're really, really excited. And actually, we are coming to Denver.
Outstanding.
You guys are going to come by then. You guys are going to be in quote-unquote studio.
We are.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Yeah,
we're going to be in studio.
We'll party and we'll have a good time. Where are you guys playing in Denver, do you know?
I'm going to my calendar right now to look.
While you do that, when you're on tour and you're going to all these different cities, do you ever run into any weird, creepy stalker guys that look at your pictures on Facebook and then can't wait for you to come to their cities?
It's happened, but I mean, most people have been pretty cool. I mean, no one's ever been super duper creepy or too weird or anything. I mean, you know, your everyday run-of-the-mill creeps.
Well, what's the weirdest thing that's happened as far as that goes? Band related.
Weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Huh. Off the top of my head, I can't really think of anything that weird. I mean, I do get people gifting me strange things sometimes, and homemade CDs of recordings done on very archaic methods, and you know,
that's
nothing
not
too crazy or strange. I wish I had something to tell you, August 14th, we're going to be at the Rockstar Lounge in Denver.
All right.
Oh, the Rockstar Lounge.
Yeah, let's talk after we get off the air about that. But yeah, we are down.
Okay.
Lucy, you sent over one other song. Is this also a premiere? Do you want us to play this?
This is definitely also a premiere. This is Irony of Life, and this is going to be the second single that we put out.
Very excited to be playing these songs, by the way.
Well, thank you very much. And then the next time that I'm on, I'll have you guys debut the other ones, because nobody's heard those.
Well, this is exciting for us. And you guys are a hardworking, cool band, and we always love having you on the show. It is Evel Love. You can find them on Twitter, at Evel Love Band, or evelloveband.com, or on Facebook.
And Evel Love The Band.
The Band.
And when is this
The Band, evelloveTheBand.com.
And when is this EP dropping?
It officially drops August 9th through Hot Topic. We got some pretty cool distribution through Hot Topic online, and in every store they have these kiosks where you can order. And so nationwide, Canada and Puerto Rico were going to be available through Hot Topic. And that's going to be, they're going to have the exclusive for the first month. And then after that, we will come out on all of the other regular outlets like Amazon and CD Baby. But right now, we've got something pretty cool going on with Hot Topic.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Lucy. Eva Love, we're going to hit this next premiere. It's called Irony of Life. It's the first time anybody is hearing this, and you're listening to Idobe Radio, so you get to hear it first. See Eva Love when they stop at a town near you or in your hometown, and make sure you like them on Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff.
Yeah, what he said.
Latest Extreme Bits interviews and podcasts at extremebits.com.
Hello, how's it going? It's Jason from Drive A.
Hey, we have Jason online. He is in the band Drive A. Jason, we are live on the air. How you doing, man?
How's it going, man?
Good. Now, you guys really have all of your information buried on some secret website or something, because I couldn't find any information on you guys. Maybe I don't know how to Google. Do you know
Wikipedia? You know, the funny thing about this, it's the name. It's Drive A, and it's so hard to search on Google or anything like that.
Maybe you should change the band name. Maybe that's critique number one we have for you.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
Know, here's the thing. We thought about that, but then as soon as we started going on tour, we're like, oh, fuck, it's too late now.
Well, you know, it's never too late. I mean, you could always, I don't know. We lost him. All right.
I was about to ask him what he thought about women who bedazzle their vaginas.
Well, let's ask him, man. He'll probably call back. I think his cell phone service just cut out. Must be the end of the world because
It's tomorrow in Japan.
Maybe he's dead.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
It's tomorrow in Japan.
It is.
He just went.
Yeah, he's dead. Gone.
Gone.
Like dust in the wind.
Well, damn it. I was hoping we can get that interview in before he died. Oh, there he is. Okay.
Oh, no, that's someone else. Extreme Bits.
Hey.
Hey. Okay.
We have an interview.
I got to put you on hold here.
Extreme Bits.
Okay, Extreme Bits.
Welcome.
Hey, it's Jason here. The call got dropped. I'm in a bad area.
Oh, we thought the world ended in your time zone. Yeah, we thought you were dead.
No, you know, I heard that was 6 p.m. Eastern time zone tomorrow. Apparently 6 p.m. Eastern is a crazy time.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah. Apparently apparently Eastern time zone is crazy time.
Now, where are you going to be, Jason, at 6 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow?
You know, Detroit, and I guess that seems fitting for the end of the world.
Yeah, dead city, everyone dies. Yeah. It fits for you.
Pretty much is the end of the world in Detroit right now.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard that it's already ended, and I've been there, and I've seen the end of the world several times there, so I get it. Zombies are already walking the streets, you know. It's a mess.
Right. Yes, sir. And so, like I said, I don't know anything about you guys because I tried to Google your band and I couldn't find anything about the band Drive A. We're talking to Jason in the band. I don't even know what you do. I assume you're the singer?
Oh, actually, I play guitar in the band.
See, that shows how much I know. You guys need to somehow get on Google. Have you heard of Google?
Wikipedia.
A Wikipedia, perhaps?
Wikipedia?
Yeah, exactly. So tell me a little bit about the band.
Well, yeah, we actually, the singer and I started the band about 5 years ago. We're from Los Angeles. So then 5 years ago, started playing, you know, around, you know, Hollywood on the Sunset Strip and booking a lot of shows around there. And then about 3 years ago, we did our first tour ever with a band called Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and released our first album just a couple years ago. We've basically been touring ever since. Tour with the U's, Alkaline Trio, Bullets for My Valentine, the, you know. We're always on tour. That's what we've been doing forever now.
Okay, cool. Let's play one of your songs here. How about that? And we'll come back and talk a little more.
That'd be great.
We have Revolt. Let's play Revolt. Anything you want to say about this before we hit it?
Yeah, Revolt actually is my favorite song on the record, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
That's Drive A right there, and the song is called Revolt. We have Jason on the line. He is the guitarist. Jason, how are you, sir?
I am doing wonderful. We're in Cincinnati, Ohio right now. We just got done playing about a half hour ago. We're on the road with Hollywood Undead right now.
Oh, sweet. I like those guys a lot, actually. How are they on tour? Are they cool guys?
Oh, they're awesome. It's a giant party. It's been so much fun for us. You can hear the music and you can tell that they would just be total party dudes, and
right. They
really welcomed us, and you know, we're like their little brothers in a way.
So you guys partying like every night?
You know what? We try to maintain that sort of lifestyle, but you know, it's not always it's always the glitz and the glamour that you see. You know, you have to rest up sometimes and kind of act professional once in a while.
Right. I see that. Pussy.
Yeah. Hey, Jason.
Hey, let's we get this call.
I have a real quick question.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've been in a band for 5 years, done, you know, countless tours. Have you ever ran across a girl who has her vagina bedazzled?
Who has a what?
Vajazzling.
Her vagina bedazzled.
Like, explain what you mean by bedazzled.
Like those little colored crystal things on her vagina. Apparently that's a new trend.
Like piercings?
Sort of. You know how people bedazzle
their jean jacket or something?
Yeah, or cell phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now chicks are doing that to their vagines.
I see a lot of weird vag, as you can say.
we'll talk about...
I've never seen what you're describing now. I've seen piercings and stuff, but...
Not an actual bedazzlement.
He's seen ham wallets and Arby's.
Nothing that bedazzled me.
All right. Let's talk about all the vaginas you've seen in just a second. First, let's go to the phones. We have Ricky on the line. He had a question for you. Go ahead, Ricky.
I am a huge fan of the band. It's very awesome, and I was wondering, how old is the lead guitarist?
I'm 3 years old.
3 years old?
Huh?
I'm 20 years old.
20.
20 years old?
Yeah, and I'll be 21 in July.
Okay, well, I'm here with one of my friends, and he wants to talk to you because he's a huge fan.
Wow, we got some big fans.
Wow, big fans, Jason.
This is.
I hear you.
Sounds great.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I have to say, I'm a huge fan of y'all's show. I listen to it all the time.
Oh, wait, no, well, thank you for that, but we thought you had a question for the
band.
Jason from Drive A.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. How exactly do they exactly start off?
You know, we started off, it was just Bruno and I, the singer, just playing in L.A., and we booked a bunch of shows, and basically, we worked a lot. We were playing, you know, 3 shows a week every day, you know, in L.A., just playing all the time, and eventually got noticed by management, and, you know, got a booking agent, and then got a record out. I mean, you just, you know, it takes a few years sometimes, but you got to work at it.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
My brother is a rapist in Atlanta.
He's a rapist?
He had a little band, and I don't know. I was just asking.
He's a rapist or a rapist? Because I don't know if he's got the right profession.
I think he said rapist, right? Your brother's a rapist? That's it.
What?
Hey, Ricky, thanks for the call.
He's a
rapper. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you. Later.
Cool. That was pretty cool, man. One of your fans out there listening. Jason from Drive
A. That's great. That's good to hear. We like that over here.
And currently on tour with Hollywood Undead, it is Drive A. And so we were talking a little bit about all the wild vaginas you see when you're on the road. What's like the most disgusting thing you have seen once getting a chick naked while on tour?
I mean, can I be graphic?
Yes. Sure. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Bad.
Please do.
Get into it.
I'll get a little bit into it, but I mean, you know, some girls when they're ready to go on tour, they're just ready to go. They don't think about what's been going on during that week or whatever. But you know, it was that time of the month. Mm. Is what I'm gonna say. And she had a little string hanging out, if you know what I mean.
And she didn't even. Why would she even get naked in front of you?
I don't think she remembers. Maybe she just forgot in the moment. I don't know what happened, but you know.
So was this a chick that
she wasn't thinking right? Obviously.
Was this a chick that you met at one of your shows?
Yes.
Man, that is.
And what'd you do?
Well,
I didn't proceed. I mean, I thought about it, of course. But no, I didn't proceed. I think that when she got embarrassed when she realized, which, you know, I felt bad about, but.
So then she just gave you a blow job and called it a night?
Yeah.
She's just like, stick it in my ass. It's fine.
Just put it in my ass.
Just put it in my ass.
Life on the road.
Man, rock star.
Sometimes I envy bands on the road.
I feel like we'd get in trouble if we were on
the road. You guys should come out on the road with us. I'm not even joking. You guys should come out on the road with us sometime.
I feel like we'd get in trouble.
We'll probably get arrested, but we can do that. We'll do the show from your trailer.
Yeah, you won't leave the city you're in if we get arrested, would you? You'd wait for us to bail out, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right, Jason. So we share the same name. When's your birthday in July?
My birthday is July 4th.
Oh, wow. Very patriotic.
God bless America.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, God bless America. And, I love fireworks. I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah.
We're all, you know, huge fire. We love fireworks on the bus all the time, and we have fun with that and, you know, spend a lot of money repairing stuff because of that.
4th of July
and,
is
a hotel room toilets.
That's actually a pretty cool holiday to have your birthday on. Other holidays like Christmas, it sucks because you only get one present, but on 4th of July everybody's blowing
it. But like, you know, you don't really expect to get any presents on 4th of July, so it's like you get presents
and fireworks,
you know, barbecue and lots of fireworks.
And everybody's always down to party, have a good time, blow shit up.
Yeah.
Exactly. No one ever calls off on 4th of July. Yeah. No one ever does. You know, it's like un-American.
So, Jason, where's the best place you can get fireworks that you've found in the United States?
Well, you know, as of today, people are just going around our buses selling them to our bus door, because that's what happened today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But you know what? My favorite place I've ever been to buy fireworks was Missouri. Missouri had huge, giant, like Walmart-sized fireworks stores.
Really? Damn. They know how to do it down there.
They know how to party, but they also make you sign a paper that says you won't let off the fireworks in Missouri.
Oh. Weird.
That's a way out of... Is it banned in Missouri?
I guess. Like they made me sign like a little waiver saying, hey, like, you know, you're buying these fireworks, but you cannot light them off in this state.
Really?
That's
but
crazy.
I don't know where it's really actually illegal anywhere. I mean...
Wyoming. That's where we get our fireworks. We drive about 2 hours... north and get fireworks across the state line.
Oh, well, that works then.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's pretty crazy that Missouri doesn't allow you to fire off fireworks, but
it has a Walmart-sized fireworks store.
Yeah, and you can sign a paper saying,
oh, yeah, it's insane. Yeah, wow. Our favorite time to do it is right before we go into Canada, because Canada, like, they're just insane about the border laws, and they will keep you overnight or arrest you if you have anything on the bus, like if you have, like, a lighter on the bus, you know? So we always let off we always have like a huge firework party, like right before we go into Canada.
Oh, that sounds epic.
Nice. We have Jason on the phone from the band Drive A, and paint the picture for me. Where are you standing right now? Because you're literally on tour. So where are you and what are you doing?
Okay. Currently, if I look right behind me, I see a Walgreens, which was sketchy and I almost got into a fight in front of earlier. And then if I look in front of me, I see our buses where I almost got into a fight earlier. And then I look down the street and I see a sushi place, which was delicious and I ate at earlier. And I did not get into a fight earlier.
Excellent. Stay out of fights. You get into a lot of fights or something?
Two out of three places.
You know, I don't even fight. I don't fight ever. But you know, people, it's Cincinnati and they, I think that today they just felt like picking on me. Yeah. You know,
what else do they have to do in Cincinnati but fight?
They listen to WKRP and get into fights.
Yeah.
That or... That are good Bogarts.
Yeah. Man.
Not a lot
going
on.
Which is the venue we played, by the way.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, if you want to find out more information on Drive A, don't Google them because you're not going to get anywhere. But you can go to their website, which is, what's your website?
Our website is driveArock.com. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/driveA. Or if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Twitter.com/JasonDriveA.
Cool. We will tweet you when this interview is on our website, and you can send your people to listen to it.
Yeah, send the fans.
I would love that. Yeah, that'd be great.
and Adobe Radio with you wherever you go
with the all-new Adobe Radio app.
Available now in the App Store.
Available on the iPhone.